one to another, real gentle. The old thing working in your wrong spirit, wanting to get something original, you know, and different, make you jump from one to another. And you get a series of songs about the same subject. They'll be basically the same tune, and they'll just be just a little bit of tone and three or four different songs. First thing you know, the tune has changed. Of course, everybody wants to be original, you know. That's flesh. Everything originates with God. That's what's caused the confusion in Babylon today. Everybody wants to be original, you know. Do their own thing, but you know the only thing that God has is His thing. Now we have diverse workings of the Spirit, but we don't seek after strange ways. We seek after the ways of God, period. Ooh, I heard a voice say unto me, rise and feed my hungry people. They are travailing all inside. Do you know me and my fullness? Ooh. Is this right or wrong? How many of you got a real hungry to know? Just enough to. You've got enough taste now. Do you want to know more? In spirit and truth, feed my people. Let the glory of Jesus Christ be revealed in my people till they come more than the fullness of God. Lord permits, we're going to move right on in this foolish year. We're going to begin to start day classes, moving the women into the mother's ministry, and we're going to continue on here until the Lord says stop. But tonight we want to learn the mystery. I'm going to give it to you in song. The mystery of Jesus Christ, is He finished the work? Seen is the Lamb with the seven horns and the seven eyes, seven spirits of God, that are now put inside of His people to be imparted by the Holy Ghost, okay? For you. Oh. Every time he knew he saw a need, he gave himself,
his body and his life,
to our Father as your sacrifice. Three times in the earth, four times in heaven, he gave himself in our place, seen by John at the heavenly throne, as the Lamb with seven horns. Each time in the earth, that he gave himself as a sacrifice, he received one of God's spirit, seen as the Lamb with seven eyes. Revelation, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Listen. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within. And to loose the seals down. And no man in heaven or earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look that on in the book that was sealed. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and read the book. Neither was no man found in heaven worthy to look inside the sealed book. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open beheld him,
and in the midst of the throne,
and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders,
stood a lamb
as it had been slain,
having
seven horns
and seven
eyes,
which are the seven
spirits of
God
sent forth in the earth
and
into the body,
the anointing of his people,
the seven
spirits
of
God inside.
Each time in
earth and heaven,
that he gave him
seven
as a
sacrifice,
them
he received
them,
one of God's
spirit,
seen
as the
lamb
with seven
eyes,
as Jesus Christ
them
finished each
work
through his
love,
suffering for
you.
Then the Holy Ghost
took
possession
of
each work
as
it was finished,
that
the Holy Ghost
could
impart him
each
finished
word
to other
sons and
daughters.
So
that each work
would be by
grace,
or the
gifts of
God
you receive
by faith.
You don't believe
that?
Let's go over that verse again.
As Jesus Christ
finished each
work
through
his
love,
suffering for
you,
then
the Holy Ghost
took
possession
of
each work
as it
was finished,
that
the Holy Ghost
could impart
him
each
finished
work
to the
sons and daughters,
so that each
work
would
be
by grace
of
the gifts
of God
you receive
by faith.
God
calls his minister
by the
Holy Ghost.
Praise
the Holy
Ghost,
anointing
inside of,
makes
them minister
to him,
our Jesus Christ,
by
the Holy
Ghost,
from the anointing
inside them.
No more works
of your flesh,
but
receive it
all by
confession of faith,
that our
Father's
life through
Jesus.
No more your
works faith and fulfilling the promise of Jesus Christ. And come on to me and learn of me. Take upon you my yoke that's easy. And my burden that lies, I suffered it for you. You can obey in your own effort that will form in you the fullness of God. Except what he chose, his law of faith. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and the Holy Ghost moves over him inside them to form in you what you have said by your confession of faith in Jesus Christ. Of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost, now glorified, has been and now clothed upon you in the person of Jesus, now one with your Father, has been given all things to you that pertain unto life and godliness, called upon you in its fullness, with the measure of God living inside. Each time you confess or you act, by faith from inside, sin not a fullness of the Father God moves from outside on the inside, line upon line, precept upon precept, hallelujah. When you awaken in time of glory, you find the fullness of God inside them, has taken possession, moved inside you, and fulfilling the promise that God spoke at that day. I shall dwell in them. I shall live and walk in them. I shall be their God. They shall be my people. Behold, my tent is closed upon them. Thank you. burn up and destroy all works of Satan.
You
receive
by faith
and the power of God.
Destroy
the flesh and Satan in you and lead you pure for Christ to come forth in his fullness to possess you.
Religion
makes it so hard,
but the lying spirit,
Lord Jesus said,
my yoke is easy,
my burden is light.
Come unto
me,
you'll see the light.
prepared to wait to receive my fullness. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. For the word of faith is nigh unto thee. It's in thy mouth and in thy heart. It's been placed there by the grace of God. Open your mouth, say, Lord Jesus. Abba, Father, from inside. Great God of heaven that flows upon you. Now he knows you face to face. Simple. Taking the power of the Spirit of God, the anointing, the fire of Jesus placed inside. Typified in the Old Testament as being circumcised the second time. You being circumcised first in your heart. But Jesus said, you can't put that new wine in old bottles. Said that new wine of mine will burst that old bottle of your body, and it'll spill out everywhere, and it'll be in the biggest mess you've ever seen. So you got to have a new bottle. And I'm not kidding you. I'm not talking about a religious bottle. I mean a bottle. A bottle of a body. And the way you make bottles is very simple. You take the fire of God and dirt, and you destroy dirt or sand. You destroy the identity of that sand, and you leave it a clear glass. That's exactly what God must do with you if you're ever going to move into his fullness in the kingdom. A new body, new eyes, a new soul, all your old feelings actually gone, and the feelings of the glory of Jesus Christ replaced in your body. Oh, first place we work on it right here. Oh, right in that chest, the fire of God hath destroyed. Now, why right in there? Did you know that in your chest, in your soul, in your heart, is all the feeling, I don't care whether you're man or woman, is all the feelings of the flesh. All of them are centered right in there. And you get sensations from that flesh, that outer covering, that influences you in your heart. Oh, yes, you do. Hot, cold, man or woman. I'm not talking about just sexual lust either. When the Spirit of God comes against you, when the Spirit of God begins to cover you and bear witness, where does he first bear witness? Right in there. Now, if there is something hindering you in there and in here, but there is something hindering you from feeling the full work of the Holy Spirit, then you're in trouble, aren't you? You get feelings all mixed up in here, don't you? And in here. So the first place he works is right in here. Destroy that thing. Ooh, it has been utterly destroyed. And you don't realize how many feelings you got in there until that fire begins to hit you. You think you're doing all right. You say, well, I don't have anything to me. I'm not murdering, hating, stealing. I'm not carousing around doing this and that other, so I'm all right. But when that fire hits you and you begin to get that release, you say, there must have been something there blocking me. Or it leaves, doesn't it? Whoa. And then the next place, right here in this mind. See, the Holy Ghost feeds in this way and bears witness and anointing in you. And then when he bears witness and anointing in you, it moves into that mind, into your understanding, because you're not an animal. You must move through spirit and truth. Here the spirit works, here the truth here. So we work right here, destroy that old body right there. Get that anointing flowing, destroy that old voice, bring forth a new voice. Destroy that old face, bring forth a new face. Whoa. And then we open the eyes. Why? The promise of God is that your eyes of your understanding must be enlightened. You don't know God by natural and carnal knowledge. But your old mind, I don't care who you are, has been so filled with letter knowledge of the Word. Till you must now begin to know it as life and light. Paul called it the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. John called it light, didn't he? And Christ speaking through John, he said that day they shall see me face to face, know me mouth to mouth. So, okay, got a new face, so let's get a new mind. How are we going to do this? The Father God is a creator. Destroy the old mind with the fire of the body of Jesus. Ooh, and to do that, create the new mind, right? My two works in one, right there, watch it. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I create new eyes. Ooh, into this mind. Watch that light just come. Reach out towards him. Ooh, see him right there. Ooh, see him? Ooh, this is the reason why you've been seeing so good. Once you get this work, you see and understand, you just move right in it, don't you? You may get motes in that eye, you know, and you have to come back and wipe it out, but we'll learn how to move on into that thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, just let him down there, brother. Oh. Oh. In obedience to you, Father, we'll take the fire and just destroy all work. Feel into that flesh, hindering that anointing in you. Feel that fire moving in there. Ooh. Ooh. Destroying that old voice, creating a new voice. Now feel that anointing in that voice become one. Feel it? Your hindrance of delivering God's word is in your voice. You want to speak the word you want to speak. But that anointing begins to surge against that voice, and you begin to take it and change it, but that new voice, they just all flow together. Creating a new face, ooh. Ooh, destroying the old face by the fire. Ooh, in obedience to you, Father, destroying the old eyes of this creature of yours and bringing forth the new eyes that he might see you. Ooh, and all the heavenlies, just watch it come open there, James. Just reach out right in front of you. See that light coming? Look at Jesus. Head and hair, white as wool. White as snow. Ooh. 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 please come, Bobby?
Oh.
Now, let me ask you something. When you get nervous and uptight, where does the pressure come on you? Here first, though, doesn't it? Wonder why? Won't come there anymore. Half been destroyed. You getting uptight? Isn't that Satan attacking you, or is it? Or you reckon that's God makes you uptight? He said he brings peace like a river, doesn't he? Father, in obedience to you, I destroy this old hindrance here and create new eyes for this new creation. Just reach out and see it. Reach on out toward him. That's the way old. Just lay him down. We'll get to the others. Ken, you can get in line, don't you want to? Or have you already had this? You already had this. Yeah. I'm going to get you and Karen on your way whenever the Lord says. Half the fire, half destroyed. Then half created anew. Bottle of a body right there. Feel that anointing. Half destroyed that old voice, created a new voice. Feel that anointing, that voice become one. Feel it? Brother Foote, I didn't know he was going to do that. It's a lot of things you didn't know God was going to do. But he said, behold, I make all things new. He's not just talking about part of the thing, just on the inside of your spirit. He's talking about all things. In obedience to you, Father, I destroy these old eyes and bring forth a single eye. That he might see into the heavens. Just watch it come open. Watch it come open again. And brighter. And brighter. And brighter. Reach on out there. And brighter. Just to ease him down. That's the way. Let me ask you something, Buddy Jones. When you get these ideas of things that run off, you know, an impulse, and where does it come from? Right here, and it makes it sound reasonable in there, doesn't it? You just get some. Gotta go. Inside, something goes. Frida John, where do you get all those old melancholy spirits that come? Tell me, where do they start? Fire hath utterly destroyed. I brought forth a new. Hath utterly destroyed the old voice, brought forth a new voice. Utterly destroyed the old face and brought forth a new face of Jesus Christ. Father, in obedience to you, I destroy these old eyes of your understanding and bring forth a new eyes that he might see into the heaven. Just look there and see the throne of God. See it there, reach out towards you. See that shining bright. See that river of life moving down out from under that throne, a tree of life in the middle of it. See it. Every time he talks to you about something now, you'll begin to see it and understand it. First thing you know, it'll just fade back into your head. And every time something is ministered, it'll just quicken and come alive. You'll see it just like flash. And it'll move through you so fast, you'll get to where your mind is moving through you so fast, you don't even have time to see it anymore. You just understand it. She paused for a minute, it opens up. But other than that, you can hear those songs here. You just go, 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 go. The purpose is not for you to sit there and look at one thing all day long. The purpose is to get the eye of your understanding to work. You can just open that Bible, and you've seen me do it. Just flip through it, and as fast as you read it, just... How many of you have ever seen me do that? Open it all the way back in the prophets, and just go to prophesying. And it just tied it all together. While you're going there, you're prophesying this, and he brings one out of the book of Revelation. You see it. If you get it mixed up, you pause for a minute, and boy, he sees it, and then here you go back. Oh! Oh, has destroyed every living thing in this chest. Had destroyed this old voice, this old face. Brought forth a new voice and a new face. Ooh, has opened the eyes. Of his understanding. That he might see into the heavens. Feel it move now. Don't get away, Lamar. We want to get reach on out toward you. Bill, what you doing in line, brother? Oh, you hold him, I know. By faith, Lord Jesus, I receive your fire. Utterly destroy. The feelings of my flesh. And I just feel it moving. Feel that anointing moving. Fire hath destroyed all work into the flesh. Hath destroyed the old voice and brought forth a new voice. That's it. Let it come out there. Let that anointing move through that voice. That's it. Hath destroyed the old face. And brought forth a new face. Hath destroyed the old understanding, the eye of your understanding, and brought forth a light that it might see into the heaven. Now just watch it. Open up to you. Reach on out towards him. Look at his head and his hair, white as wool. That's it. Reach up to his head there. Let him down there. That's the way. And brought forth a new one. Feel that anointing hook on to it. Destroyed the old face. Brought forth a new face. Destroyed the old eyes of your understanding and brought the new eyes of the understanding that you might see into the heavens. Watch him come over. That's it. Reach on out towards him. Destroyed and a new voice created. The old face hath been destroyed and a new face created, Father. In obedience to you, I destroy the old eyes of his understanding and open the new eyes that he might see you and see into the heavens. Watch him. Reach out towards him now. See the throne, see the heavens, see the angels. Now show you something. He's already been worked on, and I want to show you this. If to get a renewing, from then on, all you have to do is watch this. You don't have to do it over again. You just get a renewing. Now, let me tell you something else. God has built in man sex drives. Might as well just be plain with it. Built in men and women, the drive to reproduce. You can call it sex or whatever you all want to call it. But you're different from an animal. He put the sex or the desire to reproduce or whatever you all want to call it. He put it under the control of your soul or your emotion. An animal, he has them to go in heat and out of heat and operate by an instinct, you know. Is this correct? But he gave it in men and women to where it could be by their soul. Now, he started out in Adam and Eve. Everything was fine. It was under the control of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But then it got in the control of Satan, and it became lust. Now, in your sex drives is the root of all emotional diseases, every one of them. You're made in the image of God, and when Satan gets you in those emotions, he begins to do strange things with you. The root of all the wars that slaughtered millions of people originate in the sex drives of men and women. Oh, yes, Satan is able to paint a picture to a man or a young boy of beautiful maidens flowing, throwing flowers in his path as he comes back as a war hero, and his sex drive begins to rise in him. And Satan grabs those and that urge to kill begins to come. Am I reaching you? Am I reaching you? Because Satan has gotten a hold of those things. Oh, yeah. And Satan, through that thing, makes men animals. They go out and murder one another. They don't even know. Oh, getting awful quiet in here, isn't it? Satan, the god of war, working through the sexual lust of people. And even older people that should know better, still having those drives in there, they begin to hate other people. Or to go over there and kill them all. I know you've said it, and get it over with. All right, now, all of your emotional diseases, all your frustrations, all of this are because sex drive to reproduce that Satan got a hold of and made it lust. Now, the way people fight it, they suppress it. The way religion fights it, they suppress it. And when it gets down inside you suppressed, you can fill that bottle only so full, and Satan will erupt that thing and make you do something. He may make you go on a drinking spree of alcohol. He may make you go on dope. You understand me? He'll make you do something to get least. All because those things have been suppressed. There's not but one thing to do with these, and God's considering that's destroying. Just utterly destroy them and bring forth his order, which is the spirit of life moving through your organs and your soul and your sex drive, and bring it under the control of the Holy Ghost. Now, I could talk all night about the thing, emotional ills of the world, but this has made humanity sick because they're not animals. They're made in the image of God. They are controlled by emotion, love, joy, and peace. And once Satan gets those emotions through lust, boy, he makes you an animal. Peter called a brute beast, ready to be destroyed. Doesn't he, Gary? You don't believe the world's sick? It's in utter darkness. It's in utter darkness. The most religious it's ever been, but in utter darkness. Religious, but dark. Because religion doesn't cure the ills. They only make you suppress them through condemnation and guilt. But God doesn't do that. He destroys. Ooh. The order of God is that before any person enters into the new creation, it's for them, their sexual organs and their soul, their desires to be destroyed, and they're brought under the control of the Spirit of life, which brings His desires in there, restores people back where they came from under the control of the anointing. That destroys all the fun in life. That's the devil talking to you. Dog, you cannot match anything in the lust of the flesh, cannot match the ecstasy of God. At whose right hand, David said, there are pleasures forevermore. And I'm not going to give you a bedside sermon tonight. I may have to give some of you that before it's over with, and I don't mind doing it. But it's time for God's people to come out from under lust, which is of Satan, and makes them just like animals. That's what it does. Doesn't it? And the worst thing it does, it makes plumb liars out of men and women. They enter into a hypocritical relationship, pretending. Okay? Ooh, in obedience to you, Father. Ooh, I circumcise this new creature of yours a second time. I utterly destroy his sexual desires and all of his sexual organs by the fire of the sword of grace. It hath been done. Ha-ha! Now what am I going to do? Leave him like that? I could leave that person like that and he would die. It might take him a little while, but he'd die. But this is not the plan of God. The plan of God is to bring the Spirit of life back into those organs and bring them under control of that anointing right there. So what did God do in his creation? When he created the waters and he created the earth and everything, when he got through, he said, let there be life. He didn't say, let it be dead and barren, did he? Now, the early church went through this thing and it left their people dead. Not the early church, but when they went to going into apostasy, they went to getting lukewarm, left their people dead, and they ended up with a bunch of condemnation because they had no life. Bidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meat. You remember Paul said it was coming, didn't he? Because he didn't have life. In obedience to you, Father, ooh, right now I strike life back into these organs by the Spirit of life. It hath been done. Who was behind him? Bobby, come on. Oh, did you know what makes a person lazy? Now, I'm telling you some mysteries. You know what makes a person slothful and lazy? Listen to it real close. Suppress the condemnation, their sex drive, and fear grasp. and in here, utterly destroy all lustful desires in this soul by your fire. It hath been done. Oh, who's next? Come on here, then. Hold him up there. Oh, come on, hold this one here, Brother Bill. The order of God's marriage, the order of God's sex life is brought under control of the Holy Spirit. And you can read all in the scriptures if you want to. If you want to see the real moving of purity in a sex relationship, you read the Song of Solomon. Now, if you have any doubts about it, you let the Spirit of God move alive in you exactly what a spiritual relationship is. In obedience to you, Father, I utterly destroy all these sex lusts and all inordinate desires, inordinate affections. Paul called them inordinate. All in his sexual organs and all in his soul. Oh, give me another one here, and we'll strike them all with the Spirit of Life. I'm bleeding. Yeah, okay, hold him here, Brother Lair. In obedience to you, Father. You can't build God's kingdom wrestling with a bunch of lust. No, sir, and all of you can make them suppress it, and then you end up with a bunch of neurotics, religious neurotics. We got enough of that, ain't we? In obedience to you, Father, I utterly destroy these sexual desires. A fire hath destroyed them. Father, you that said, let thy be life. In the name of Jesus, I said, let there come life in these words. In the name of Jesus, let there come life. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there come life. I want all you fathers to watch this now, because you're moving in your father type ministry. You're going to have to move in this thing. People can't deliver themselves, Charles. It's impossible, isn't it? God has to work through someone to deliver them, doesn't it? If you could deliver yourself, why call a minister? Or why even let Jesus Christ die for you to start with if you could deliver yourself? And you mothers need to watch in this thing, too. Instead of harassing the girls about how they're supposed to do, how they should do and should not do, and bring them up on the law, just grab them up and turn that fire on them. See, you trap all the young folks yourself. You say you ought not to do this, and you ought not to do that, and you ought not to do this, and you ought not to do that. First thing you know, you've got them to where things they ought to do or not to do, they're not able to do them, and you've got them under the law, and they've given up and quit, and I don't blame them. Ought to do this, you ought not to do that, you ought to do this, you ought not to do that, and they have different, stronger drives in there, them wanting to do things than what you can bring them under suppression or under condemnation. And they go ahead and do them, and I don't blame them. Say, why don't you blame them, Brother Brooks? Because they're not able to help. And they weren't supposed to help themselves to start with. You were supposed to have done it. Hold that hand out there. See that hand? Feel what fire. Yes, it is. In obedience to you, Father.